You are listening to lecture number 6, delivered by David J. Malin for Computer Science E1, Understanding Computers and the Internet, at Harvard University's Extension School, on Thursday, October 27, 2005. Visit us on the web at www.fas.harvard.edu/CSCIE1.
Welcome to Computer Science E1. My name is David Malin, and this is the little special something after exam one. So you can see that there's something a little intimidating going on if we have four empty chairs. I've just asked you to write down questions and answers with your names on them, but this is all meant to be in good fun. It's a time-honored tradition in E1 to conclude exam one in this way. And in this way, I mean that we need to fill these seats. In fact, we need a fifth volunteer as well. Just to make things interesting, I won't even tell you what you're volunteering for quite yet. But I need one volunteer to play the role of a Vanna White of sorts. This is a non-speaking role. It is a twirling role, a standing role, and you must write things on the board. But beyond that, no one need ever know which questions you do and don't know answers to. Would anyone like to fill this very important role? Yes, we have our Vanna White. Come on up. In just a moment, I'm going to ask our Vanna White for tonight to jot down the first of a few tidbits on the screen. But first, I now need to fill the four seats. These, unfortunately, are speaking roles. However, you may come up with a buddy. We need two teams of two so that you can take the pressure off yourselves a little bit by telling us later, insisting later, if you don't get some question right, that it's the other guy. So with that said, do I have two volunteers who would like to fill two of these chairs? I'm sorry? Is it worth anything on the exam? We shall see how it goes, how about? Two volunteers. It's always hardest to volunteer for. We have one volunteer. Come on down. And a second volunteer. Excellent. Now we need volunteers 3 and 4. I'm sort of separating them here arbitrarily. This role is just as scary as the previous two roles. But I need two more volunteers. Two more volunteers. Is that a little? Yeah? Timid yes? That's okay at this point. But take your choice of seats. We need one more volunteer. Here we go. All right. We have our 5 volunteers at this point. This is a time-honored tradition, as I said. And what you're about to see is our own little variant on... Oh, that was not nearly dramatic enough since the volume was far too low. This is a time-honored tradition in E1 when we have... That's me. So we do have 3 teams, in fact. Previous to tonight's exam, the 3 teaching fellows were kind enough to volunteer of their own accord to take on the role of team number 3. What I'll need our Vanna White to do in just a moment is to inscribe on the board here the names that each of these 3 teams are about to choose for themselves. So we'll start with the teaching fellows. What would you like your name to be inscribed as up here on the board?
How about the TS?
The TS. Clever choice. How about our middle team? By what name would you like to go tonight?
Group A.
Yeah. Okay. Group A.
Group A. Further impressive. And our final team?
We're Steve.
Steve. Okay. So we have Steve versus Group A versus the teaching fellows. Well, needless to say, the questions for this game have come from you. To keep things simple, we will ask things in the form of questions rather than asking things in the form of answers and expecting questions back. But we have chosen the following 5 categories from which to draw our questions. That first category tonight is bitter, referring, of course, to our first category, bits or bytes. Our second category tonight will be disk, dat, or the other thing. All right, clever. Thank you. Our my role tonight is clearly to be witty. Round 3, or category 3, is spam. Category 4 tonight is going to be the worldwide wait, referring, of course, to the World Wide Web. Spam referring, of course, to our email category. And finally, exam 1 being the 5th of our categories. We're going to proceed now to single jeopardy. Prior to this game, we flipped coins, and Steve won the coin toss. So it will first be up to Steve to select one of these categories, which, again, are up top there or also enumerated here at left in more real terms. Steve, how would you like to begin? spam for $1,000. High rollers here. And for $1,000, your question is, what is an email? To anyone? Oh, of course, in Jeopardy, we'd have no buzzers. See, I've done this too long. We have no buzzers, of course. So Vanna's job will also be to judge whose hand in any of the groups goes up first. The moment a hand goes up, though, you have committed your group, whether Steve number one or Steve number two knows it or not, to answer that question. There's no going back on the hand being raised. If you miss the question, you'll, of course, lose 1,000 points in this case. If you get the question right, you'll, of course, gain $1,000 in this case. Okay, with that said, Steve, your question, for everyone, in fact, the first to raise their hand, and now this is quite the setup, what is an email?
Right. Electronic mail.
Electronic mail. So now, of course, the audience, since you wrote the questions, you're going to play the judge. Is that correct? Impressive. Okay, I heard one. Wait, all right. If we're not going to get any applause from the audience, hang on. I am entirely self-sufficient. I think the TFs have just earned themselves $1,000 and control of the board. Ray, Dan, and 1,000 right in this column. TFs, what category would you like next?
Exam 1 for 200.
Exam 1 for just $200. And your question is, why was the exam so disappointing? Anyone?
Well, it wasn't too hard.
It wasn't too hard. Now, the audience's answer was because it was old-fashioned pen and paper rather than computer-based.
Whoa.
So, audience, I think we have to take away the $200 from missing the question. So, you're down 200, but they're still in the lead with 800. They still have control of the board. Roman and team, what category would you like next?
Bidder for 600.
Bidder for $600. Your question here for bidder for $600 are, and again, the first hand to go up.
I've never seen this game.
Oh, I'm sorry. The conference here. So they missed the $200 question. So you can simply erase this and make it $800 for having lost that game. My apologies. All right. For $600, the question for the first hand to go up is, how many bits are in a byte? I have 8. What was the trick question? Although, how did I read the question?
You said how many bits
in a byte. Oh, I actually asked the question backwards. It was meant to be a trick question. In parentheses, this student wrote tricky. The question was actually supposed to be how many bytes in a bit, which would have been 1/8. But of course, since my brain reversed it, it is in fact 8 bits in a byte. So that is correct for $600. And a round of Now we have Steve in control of the board. Steve, what would you like next?
Bits for 400 or bytes or wherever you are.
Bits for 400. First hands to go up gets the question, how many bytes are in one bit? Okay, group A.
1A.
Okay, this time the answer is none. A byte is larger than a bit, but I think we can give them it on the technicality. That would be $400. And control of the board goes to group A. What would you like?
Go ahead.
Should we try World Wide Web?
Okay.
World Wide Web for?
$400.
Your question is about the World Wide Web.
Yeah.
Can you access the web without a computer? Steve?
Yes.
The answer is yes. In fact, audience, via what means can you access the web today without a computer? Cell phone, PDA, and other such devices as well. I think we'll get another. All right, Steve is in control of the board. What category would you like next?
$800.
It actually doesn't matter since I randomly choose the questions anyway. But for $800, your question is related to secondary storage. And the question is as follows. Please name a piece of secondary storage.
USB key.
USB key, audience. Now, those of you in the audience who are like, what's a USB key? Not the time to be wondering. Yes, that would in fact qualify. USB key, of course, is a sort of flash memory that you can
plug into the USB port of your computer, and it acts essentially like a hard drive. So that's $800 for Steve. A pathetic round of applause. And control of the board. What category would you like?
We'll do just that and the other thing for $600.
For $600.
Enter.
As much of your money as you have, and you're up to, let's see, are we adding on, so $1,800? So you have $1,800 to wager, and the category, again, is this, that, or the other thing. And
all 1,800.
All 1,800. Now, only these guys can answer the following question about secondary storage.
I think a good one here.
Here we go. Paragraph question. Why would it be important to put your documents on a secondary storage device, like an external hard drive, even though they already exist on your hard drive?
That's actually my question, so I'll let
Steve, why are you so Kevin?
Answer credit question.
Alright, well, okay, I see. So, alright, we're going to change that question here. Alec has been duped here. So, we're going to go instead with how much data can a typical CD store compare to a DVD? Just Steve.
The CD can hold 650 to 700 meg, and the DVD 4.7 gig.
Unless it's still layer.
You can get more.
Ooh. Audience. $600. Couple questions left in single jeopardy. Steve, what category would you like?
$200 spam.
$200 in the spam category. And your question is, what is the incoming email server called? Anyone? I saw Steve's hand go up. I saw Steve.
Popper
IMAP audience? Yes, okay, $200. Easy one. Still in control of the board. What would you like?
Maybe we should improve
the wide weight.
$200 in the worldwide weight category. The question then is, what is a search engine?
Specific, an internet program, a tagging program that is meant to search for web pages based on keywords.
Audience likes it. Excellent. $200 in control of the board. One or two more questions in single jeopardy. What would you like?
No.
Okay, all right. Exam one for 1,000 to think.
Exam one for 1,000. That question is, what was the answer to the binary math question at the end? No, seriously. Okay, now I didn't see if it was Group A or the TS. The TS?
It was 1 followed by an X amount of 0, where X, I think, was about 32. Well, the number, let's put it this way. The number of digits.
Sounds like a student pitching for a partial credit.
However many digits were in the question, in either the first number or the second number, that is the amount of zeros that followed the only one that was before those zeros.
Audience likes it. That's in fact correct. Looked hard, but by just adding one, all of the bits ended up flipping until eventually just one bit trickled up all the way to the top.
Much easier than last year's extra credit question, which I didn't complete because I became bored in it.
Final question in single jeopardy. Yes, what category would you like?
How about worldwide weight for $800?
Worldwide weight for $800. Your question on the web is, are the internet and the World Wide Web the same thing?
No!
Oh, my gosh. $100 audience? Double Jeopardy, but before we do...
good.
Normally I would walk around with a cheesy big mic, but tonight we have a nice wireless mic here, which is picking up everyone up front. I'm going to start with the teaching fellows over here and just ask the teaching fellows what it's like to compete against your own students here tonight.
It's a lot of fun, Alex.
All right, we'll take that. And audience, now is your opportunity to ask any question you'd like to get to know your participants here a little better. Any question at all? Any question? No? No?
I'd like to say hi to my mom.
Well, let's move on to Group A. Now, Group A, you're sort of sandwiched in between two teams here doing much better than you. What's your strategy for round two?
Raise hand faster.
Great. Well done. Well, we're glad to have you. And finally, Steve. How do you feel about your significant lead here?
It obviously reflects the genetic advantage.
Well done. We're glad to have you as well. Let's move on now to Double Jeopardy. And Double Jeopardy, of course, all of the categories have been doubled in terms of their point value. We will conclude after Double Jeopardy, of course, with Final Jeopardy, with just a final question. But in Double Jeopardy, our categories will be, just as wittily we hope, as follows. Guys in red shirts, referring, of course, to... Not red hat, but that could work. This, of course, was the shopping for a computer category, but why guys in red shirts? CompUSA arms their sales staff with red shirts. This is category two, sharks with lasers, borrowing again from the Austin Powers theme, and in this case, focusing on CDs and DVDs, otherwise known as optical technologies. In category three, we have Surfs Up, referring, of course, to the worldwide web, yet again. Finally, in category four, we have The Wizard of Oz, referring, of course, rather, this is my favorite, to software and operating systems. And finally, we have the staff-only category. We're going to proceed to fill the board here, and we are going to proceed to ask who had control last, which was the TX. We'll start us off by choosing a category. We're going to keep adding. So at this point, if you want to just keep a final tally, we don't need the differentials at this point. See ya.
Staff only for 2000.
Staff only. A dangerous category. Okay, I like this. What are the first names of the staff members? Roman again.
Dan, Roman, and Ray. And David.
Audience? Alright, thank God for 2000. Now, Group A, mind you, this is the last opportunity to, raise those hands quicker than the others. So, Roman's team, what would you like? Category wise. That was 2000.
Yeah, sure. Variation on the theme, staff only for 1600.
Staff only for 1600. Stepping lightly here. We will have your question in this case be... where does... Steve, for 1600.
Oh, I thought you'd finish the question.
Well, the question is, where is... At this point, 1600.
Science Center.
Where does Dan go to school? Brain, you lose the 1600. The question's now up in the air for. I saw Group A's hand go up first. Group A.
MIT.
MIT is in fact correct. So Group A earns 1600. And I'm afraid. The Steve team loses the 1600. But, Dan, Group A, you're in control of the board. What would you like?
So,
sharks
with lasers for
2000. Sharks with lasers for $2,000. And your question is... If I want to back up all the music I have stored on my PC in a way that takes up the least storage space, what sort of disk should I use? Steve.
DVD.
Audience? DVDs versus CDs? In fact, DVDs, because they hold so much more. For $2,000, out of the hole, back up to $4,200, control the board. Time for just a couple more questions. The TFs are clapping for you over there. What would you like?
Surf's up for $2,000.
Surf's up for $2,000. And your question about the web again is... Your question is, why is it called the WWW? Group A.
World Wide Web.
World Wide Web is in fact correct for $2,000. Excellent control of the board. Time is running out. What would you like from the board?
Guys in the red shirts for $800.
Guys in red shirts for $800. And your question is... Your question is, do you plan to use the PC to play video games? Group A.
I don't plan to play.
Okay, I guess we have to take it for $800. It was indeed a question about shopping for a PC. Final question, Group A, you're in control.
It's good.
Surf's up for $1,600.
Surf's up for $1,600. Our final question in the Double Jeopardy round. And your question is, what does DHCP stand for? Ray very casually raises his hand.
Dynamic Host Configuration Protocol.
Audience? Audience likes it for $1,600. Now the TFs have pulled into a bit of a lead here. We have, going into our final Jeopardy round, Steve with $4,200, Group A with $4,800, and the TFs with $6,400. So it's still anybody's game, because the way Final Jeopardy works, of course, is the following. I, in a moment, am going to tell them the general category from which the one Final Jeopardy question will be drawn. They will then, on a piece of paper, have to commit themselves to a dollar value. When I then ask them the question, if they get it right, of course, they earn that dollar value. But if they get it wrong, they lose that dollar value. But they do not know how much the other teams have wagered. So therefore, it can still be anyone's game based on the outcome of this question. Question from the audience.
Yeah, right here is a dynamic host configuration protocol. It's actually a dynamic host control.
Where are you reading that? Tell me, well, let us check our own website, and then the authorship of that week's jargon pulling up DHCP. Somebody wants to take those points away from you guys, and it is, in fact, Dynamic Host Configuration Protocol. I'll own up for having overlooked that typo in the jargon. Fortunately, it was not an exam question. It is, in fact, Dynamic Host Configuration Protocol. So please tweak, and my apologies, your jargon sheet correctly. Wow. Whew. Minus 1,600 for me. All right. Well, we're moving into Final Jeopardy. The category for Final Jeopardy tonight is going to be the following. To be or not to be. To be or not to be. Go ahead and jot down on your piece of paper how much of your $4,200 for Steve, $4,800 for Group A, or $6,400 for the TFs that you would like to wager on this question. Oh, we'll get that. All right, do we have a dollar amount on each person's paper? Take just a moment.
Yeah.
Got to commit to a value. Realize this part is difficult for the audience to endure. Indeed. All right, I think the numbers have been penned. Your question, three teams, is the following. How do you represent the number 65,535 in binary? $65,535. in binary. Give him one more loop. We're going to need to have an answer. While these folks finish writing their answer, I'm actually going to go down to the TFs. The TFs, of course, wagered $6,400, had $6,400. They decided to wager $3,201, and their answer was this, a sequence of how many?
Well, we paid 16.
They think a sequence of 16 ones. So let's just... They've counted them several times. Moving on to the... Steve crew seem to be writing down 16 ones. They wagered $4,200. And I see a lot of zeros on the back, a couple of ones. They wagered $4,200. And group A finally wagered, it appears, $14,401, because that does say 14,401, which is well beyond your means right now. Your answer was
16 ones.
I'm afraid I'm not quite sure that's so true. It is, in fact, a sequence of 16 ones. We, of course, would not ask a particularly challenging question of that sort of magnitude, but it is, in fact, 16 ones because 65,536 is a number I've quoted several times in class, though perhaps it was over the head intentionally, but that is, in fact, the value 2 to the 16, the relevance of which is that when you discuss thousands of colors or the so-called 16-bit color, that was the number of colors that we said a monitor could, in fact, display. However, the number 65,535 is those 16 ones because, of course, when you count in binary, what number do you start counting at? Zero, not one. So if you start counting at zero, the highest up you can get with that many bits is 65,535. A round of applause for all of our participants, if we may. Thank you so much for partaking. We have on your way out the answer to an oft-asked question, which is, what should I do, what can I do after Computer Science E1? This is the staff's subjective opinion on those courses that we think subsequent to Computer Science E1 you will have the requisite background for. They are available on the blue sheets by both windows. On your way out, we will see you next week.